I don't care if you're peddling cheap droids to moisture farmers. If you're peddling anything, you're a friend of mine, because I'm a cyclist.
Oh, but this R2 unit has a bad motivator!
Say, what are you trying to push on us here?
Let's hear some more moisture farming, hey boys?
Say, what are you...
Shut up and drink your blue milk? Is that a joke we make in Star Wars?
Rue, what have I told you about letting these glowy-eyed hooded chucksers near our
Oh my god, guys, I realized my calling in life now. Doing my Paul Bearer impression as Aunt Beru. Let's make this.
Aunt Beru? Aunt who?
Beru.
Who's Beru? That's a country.
She's the leader of the Macross.
Is it Aunt Beru?
It's Aunt Beru.
Do they even fucking say her name in the movie?
Aunt Beru.
The Jawas say it. They're like, man, that's one MILF I'd like to hit.
She's a Mildred.
She's a Mildred.
She's an aunt I'd like to, you know, take to my moisture evaporator. Teach her the binary language of love.
I don't think we need any more droids. Shut the fuck out? Up, Drew. What's that?
The binary language of love, in or out.
That's the sweeter way of love.
We need someone a droid that can speak the binary language of our moisture evaporators. Why did we buy moisture evaporators that speak? Did we pay extra for that feature?
No, the language of binary load lifters is very similar to what the evaporators speak.
I'd like to have 3PO lift my load.
I was going to go to Tosche Station to buy some parts. You can fuck around with your friends later, scumbag.
Get back there and jerk off that droid. I need some Earl. Oh, thank the maker.
Is George Takei the voice of the droid?
He should have been.
Yeah, we have Paul Bearer as Aunt Beru.
I'll never understand human behavior.
Oh,
O2. Oh, when the little Minoc thing goes by? Ah!
Major droid factor.
The odds of surviving an attack on a Imperial Star Destroyer are... Captain.
Never tell me the odds?
Major warp factor!
That's Star Trek.
Who cares? We're putting Takei in the Star Trek universe, and Tim Gunn has nothing to do with anything sci-fi.
Can we do an episode that's just an hour-long argument of 3 Borg cubes versus the Death Star?
Again, with that?
Why does it have to be 3?
Because 1, the Death Star will win.
It only has a gun that shoots in one direction.
Okay,
yeah,
so
at you.
Oh, zing, zing, zing.
Well, apparently it takes, what, 2 hours to get from one side of a planet to another when it's a gun that blows up planets?
Well, they didn't want to blow up the planet in that case. They wanted to blow up the fleet.
They wanted to stay in.
Wait a second. How do you even go from one side of the Death Star to the other? Do you actually just, like, get out and then hyperspace around to the other side? In a ship? Because you could walk into things as big as a moon. Uh-oh.
They've got interior public transport.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but
Tom knows all about this.
And how long would it take to get from one side to the other? It's got to be insane. Well, it'd be like traveling from here to California.
I know how long it takes. A 1. A 2.
A 2.
A 3. Crunch.
1.
Three.
He throws the 2 up.
Yeah, he does. He does a 2. Three.
Three.
Oh my.
I gotta stop this.